الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, last night we read in regards to Laylatul Qadr. Tonight we will read in regards to the month of Ramadan, the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تبارك وتعالى عتقاء في كل يوم وليلة, يعني في رمضان, وإن لكل مسلم في كل يوم وليلة دعوة مستجابة. أخرجه المنذري رحمه الله في ترغيب. فسيد أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه relates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, during each day and night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free many people from Jahannam. And during each day and night, at least one dua for every Muslim is certainly accepted. As Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, during each day and night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free many people from Jahannam. And during each day and night, at least one dua for every Muslim is certainly accepted. As Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, during each day and night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free many people from Jahannam. And during each day and night, at least one dua for every Muslim is certainly accepted. Note, besides this hadith, there are many other hadiths that the dua of a fasting person is accepted, that is mustajab. The one hadith we read, that the dua is accepted at the time of breaking the fast. But we are generally so busy with our iftar that we miss this opportunity of making dua. Sometimes even the dua for breaking the fast is also often forgotten. In this hadith we learn that every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees many people from the fire of Jahannam. They are called utaqa. We find in the Arabic dua, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Imams of the Haramain Sharifain, you hear them reciting this dua. Allah a'tiq free riqabana. Riqab refers to the neck, the nape. Allah free our necks, free our napes, the fire of Jahannam, min al-nar. Nar refers to the fire of Jahannam. Then they add on, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba aba'ina wa ummahatina wa awladina. Allah free our necks, our parents, our children from the fire of Jahannam. So on the night, every night in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is setting millions of souls free from the fire of Jahannam. That is why it's important during the night to make dua. During the day we make dua. These are opportunities to make dua. But we know in the month of Ramadan, the sleep will come. The tiredness will come. Now the head is also tired. The tongue also gets a bit slurred. Now we can't make dua. Even the dua in the deep sleep person wakes up, he turns around. Make this dua, Allah, free me from the fire. Free the ummah from the fire of Jahannam. If the dua comes out, duas are accepted. This notion sometimes we have that I only make dua when I'm feeling fresh. Hazrat says dua can be made any time of the day, all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nearly every step of his life was some dua. So dua can be made any time. In the month of Ramadan, duas are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala free us from the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam is a reality also. This is what we call the maghibat. Ghaib, the unseen. Maghibat, the things of the unseen. This muzakara we've got to make all the time. Because we're living in a world, everything is tangible. We see it, we believe it. They say seeing is believing. But to us, hearing is believing. We heard Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam saying it, we believe it. The eyes will deceive. But the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will never deceive. Absolutely haqq. Quran Sharif haqq mubeen. It is absolute clear haqq. We believe in it. So Jahannam is haqq. It is a truth. It is absolute. It is there. It's a reality. We have to speak about it. We have to believe in it. We have to prepare for it. The qabr also is haqq. It's true. We have to prepare for the qabr also. We have this also, this feeling that I still have time. Then I will come right, then I will do the things right. We don't know when it's going to happen. It's a reality. We are going to go in the qabr. Our Hazrat says we have to speak about these things at home also. In the qabr, in our bedrooms, in our homes, during eating time, one mosquito, one fly disturbs our food. How irritated we get. Sleeping time also, how irritated we get. We couldn't sleep. One mosquito got into the mosquito net. Now you can't come out and he can't come out also. Now the battle is on. You can imagine in the qabr, there one mosquito won't fly. There are snakes, the scorpions, that didn't pay my zakat. Ya Allah. The snakes are waiting for me. Scorpions are waiting for me. It's a reality. Before now people will say, Walala, you're speaking about the things that dispatch us to Jahannam. Not dispatching anybody. It's a reality. It is there. We have to speak about it. We're not saying that we want to go there. We're sending anybody there. But the thing is, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, remember Maut. Hazimul Ladat. Speak about Maut. It will cut out all these transgressions and all our aspirations of life that we are building castles. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam drew a box also. A rectangle box. And he drew a line in between. And that line came out of the box. And the line is coming out on the side, he drew other lines. See, these are the trials, tribulation of insan, and this is his life. And his life ends here. But he's planning for beyond his mouth. I will live another 20 years, another 30 years. Insan, as he gets older, and his islah and tarbiyat is not made, he doesn't reform himself, doesn't speak about the qabr and akhirat, doesn't prepare for it, doesn't think about it. Doesn't even think about it. Then, two things in him get stronger as he gets older. Hadith Sharif says, as he gets older, two things will get younger in him. What is younger in him? The love for a longer life. I want to remain young still. I want to get old. So a lot of things in the, what do you call it, bucket list. Bucket list. A lot of things to do still. I want to do certain things. I want to jump from here and dive from there and go see light somewhere else in the north or the south. And oh, I still have to do these things. See, in dunya, all these things before I leave. I have to do these things. So he has all these aspirations. But when it comes to his deen, then there's no motivation. What really I want to achieve in deen. And also, when he meets the pious people also, he says, people are pious people. We are gunegars. So what it means, I discounted myself, I don't want to become pious. We're all the heavyweights. We all can do all these things. We are now bicharas. We remain in the back seat. No. Why don't you say, dunya also, we the bicharas, we the paupers, we all the langis. So you'll carry on, we'll sit in the back and we won't make it. So when it comes to deen too, what do you say? We won't make it. We'll sit in the back, we'll carry on. All the heavyweights, mashallah. We'll hold your kurta. Our kurta, we don't know whether we're going to wear it day of Qiyamah also. We'll wear your kurta, we'll do this. Same deen also want to reach the heights. We also want to get there, have that aspiration. Ya Allah, make me reach there. I don't have it in me, but make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding that we're going to prepare for the qabr. And these are the nights Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is freeing souls in the fire of Jahannam. So present your du'as to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And du'as are accepted in the month of Ramadan. One du'a guaranteed acceptance. Which time, most of the time, is at the time of iftar. So we have to learn these du'as also at the time of iftar. As we mentioned also this morning, or afternoon, how many of us are going for Umrah in Ramadan year after year? Making iftari there also. How we enjoy the iftari in Madinah Munawwara. But we're sitting there as guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we didn't learn the du'as that he taught us. That is thanks, that is gratitude, thanksgiving to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam by learning the du'as for eating, for entering the masjid, nafil i'tikaf, how to perform salah. Right, the person now is going to Masjid Nabawi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. I want to get into the rawda. I want to stand close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with my kurta below my ankles. My beard in according to the sunnah. But I said, I went for umrah. I got rawda, I got first surf, I read Taraweeh there, I read Fajr there. Juma morning I was there. Were you welcome there? Were you welcome there? Yes, you got him, but were you welcome? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw you coming in, you don't look like me. I said, expose the ankles, lift the garments above the ankles. Khaliful mushrikeen, awfiru ruha, wahfu shawarib. Oppose the mushrikeen, lengthen your beards, remove your mustache. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, perform salah as you see me performing salah. You're standing there, Ya Rasulullah, you can see me performing namaz. Is there anything like yours right now? I'm here in Madinah Munawwara. I'm in your court right now. I'm in your court. I have an office. The protocols of the office, how you come and sit over here. You can't sit in my office with your feet on my table.
and click your fingers and tell my tea person, I make a cup of tea for me. Where you came from? All of a sudden you took over my office. Now I came to the Rawdah of Nabi Ali, my own style, my own way. But I went Umrah. I went Umrah, Alhamdulillah, and I did this. But the du'as, the sunnahs, the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam should not be Allah Pak save us. Hadith Sharif says, Umrah becomes a holiday also. We went, we did it, and we came back. But really, what happened? Anything happened in my heart? Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, that we went to Madina Munawwara with the blood of 70 sahaba on his hand, he got hidayat and came back. Wahshi Ukil has a Hamza radiallahu anhu, he also was welcome. He got something and he came back. One sahabi that went there, went to assassinate Nabi Ali salallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went with kufr, they went with shirk, they went with blood on their hands, they went to assassinate. But there was something in them, one nazar of Nabi Ali salallahu alayhi wa sallam, their lives changed. How come my nizar coming right? My salah not coming right still? My blessing not coming right? But I got Umrah upon Umrah. Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Sahib says the barakatuhu, that they're going for Umrah every year doesn't mean accepted. As we say, every year they're going, mashallah, they're not accepted. Allah will allow you to come. Allah will allow you to come. Whether you're accepted, it's a different point altogether. Whether your Umrah is accepted, Hajj is accepted, yes, what accepted? Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu will say, how do you know your Amal is accepted? The dressing will change. The company will change. The language will change. Now I'm speaking about Akhirat. Vestments for Akhirat. Now, my whole lifestyle, my garb also, according to Sunnah, and I love to follow the Sunnah. I adore it. I want to learn every Sunnah. Our Hazrat Wala teaches us so beautifully. And he makes dua. Ya Allah, teach me every Sunnah. Teach me every Sunnah. I want to know what Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he liked, what he did, how he did it. Our young boy, when he's involved in a haram relationship, he wants to know everything about the girl. What's her favorite number? What's her favorite color? What's her favorite food? What difference is it going to make to him? But he also knows all these things. Know the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the sunnah? Nabi of Allah, what he loved, what he disliked. Now what you say? Only makruh. Nothing serious. Who disliked it? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take it lightly. But the wife doesn't like something, doesn't come in the house. If I don't like something also, don't bring it here. Nabi of Allah doesn't like it, it's okay. Is that haram? It's only makruh. So we can understand, my dear brothers, how far we've gone. How far we've gone in our understanding of deen, the complacency has come in. So our Hazrat Wala makes dua, Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Give me tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah. Give me love, deep love for every sunnah, except my life with the khidmat of the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala accept us. Well, these are du'as that the Shaykh has mentioned at the time of iftari. Already now 40 years we're keeping roza. Have I learned the du'as as yet? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in i'tikaf. At least learn one du'a at the time of iftari for the du'a to be accepted and our roza to become valuable. Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu. This is the sunnah du'a. Maktab days we learn some extras. Right, we learn the Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. These extra wordings are not in the hadith. It's Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Then the other du'as also. ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفي ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا. The du'as for lifting this Khan, time of iftar also. These du'as are to be written. These are powerful du'as. These are powerful du'as. These du'as are taught to us by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Reciting his du'as guaranteed acceptance. Because he taught us his du'as to make them, because Allah will accept these du'as. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to make the following dua when breaking the fast. The Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum also, if they did any action or they made any dua and other Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not reject it, then we can classify those actions as part of the sunnah also. We can call it part of the sunnah. So this was the dua of Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He will say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay an taghfira li. That, oh Allah, I ask you, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati. I ask you, I beg you, through your infinite mercy, which surrounds, encompasses all things, to forgive me. In some books we read that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ya wasi'al fadli,
اغفر لي يا واسع الفضل اغفر لي. O most bountiful, ya wasi al-fadl. Wasi must be very, very vast, wasi. Fadl, grace, bounty. So the translation, O most bountiful one. All bounties belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you are very bountiful. Your treasury is very vast also. Ighfirli, Allah forgive me. There are many other du'as for breaking the fast, but no special du'a is fixed. The time when breaking the fast is the time when du'as are accepted. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put all your needs before Him. And if you remember, then make du'a for me also. The Shaykh rahimahullah says in a poetry form, he says that if I enjoy even one glance of your mercy, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I enjoy even one glance of your mercy, it will be your grace and my work will be done. And my work will be kaam ban jayega. Done, the work is done. Ya Allah, just one nazar, how are you going to draw that? Sunnah du'as. Sunnah du'as, you read one du'a draws the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand. When you recite the sunnah du'as, you're actually mimicking, emulating, you're copying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the same du'a that he read, the same words are coming into your tongue. How Allah loved those du'as, Allah will love you also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he dressed also, that was designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That garb was designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as part of the sunnah, and the sunnah, super highway to Jannah, super highway to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. What do you get in return? Yuhibbukum Allah. One is Allah is our beloved. Follow the sunnah, Allah says, you will become the beloved. And I will be the one that will love you. As it explains so beautifully, who doesn't love a rose? Person buys a rose, but with the rose comes also the thorns. The thorns stay attached to the rose. So when you bring it home, then the housewife, she put it in a vase of nice special vase, cool water, clean water. Even the thorns enjoy now, because of companionship of the rose, they enjoy the cool water. They enjoy the smart vase also. Although a person might hold it and get pricked, but then too he won't break it. The same way they say we are the thorns. The rose is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can we not attach ourselves to that rose? How can we not attach ourselves to such a rose of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah says, I love him, he's my habib and beloved. All you have to do is follow. All you have to do is follow him. How he dressed, how his attire was, his sirat and surat, his inner self, outer. And you become the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the easiest way. Easiest way to win the love of Allah is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn one sunnah, one dua, and see how our life will become pleasurable. As the Shaykh says in this poem, if I enjoy even one glance of your mercy, it will be your grace and my work will be done. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to bring the complete lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives. Hakim Sahib rahimullah would say, to make amal upon deen is actually no effort. To make guna, that's effort. To sin, that is effort. To adopt the sunnah is no effort. Keeping a beard is no effort. Let it grow. To remove it is effort. To eat on the floor, no effort. Do by the table. Sit on the floor. Put on the sadaqah. No effort. No expenditure. Simple. Allah says, sit on the floor, my beloved. It looks like my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dressing also. Simple dressing. Call it the sunnah above the ankles. How we dress according to sunnah. The topi also. More than 250 riwayat, more than 250 narration in regards to only the headgear and topi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person will go for Umrah and he comes from Medina, Munawwara, I can't wear a topi, my head is itchy. He will make salat and salam with no topi on. Inna lillahi. How can you stand there? More than 250 riwayat, only on the headgear, the topi, the crown of a mu'min, but he doesn't wear the topi. So we can see now the ummah, how far we are going from there. All these foreign concepts and ideologies are coming into the ummah. And Hazrat says, no vacuum. If you don't make amal upon the sunnah, something else will take that place. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. We'll break it wide and at 10:15, inshallah, we start the next session. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, inshallah.